Right? Yeah. A man asked Jesus, say, what is the first and great commandment? Jesus said, hear, Israel, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength. And the second is like, namely, unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen?
Amen.
So, we are to love the Lord, aren't we? With all that's within us. Love him above all. Because he is. The Bible said God is love. Hallelujah. He's so good and so faithful and true. Thank God for the message this morning. You know, God's trying to get us up off our nest. You know, trying to get some off the stool to do nothing now. I'm not talking, you know, I'm not neighbor. And I'm talking about myself. I'm talking about myself now, first of all right? Because sometimes I'd be on the stool and do nothing more than I should be. All right? So I'm not pointing no fingers at nobody. It comes to me first. But I thank God for the word this morning. The word of God is forever settled in heaven. Yeah. Amen? Hallelujah. The word of God is, the Bible says every word of God is pure. Amen. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Amen. So the word of God, thank God, we can stand upon it. We can trust God for his faithfulness. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a good hand clap for his love and mercy and compassion. Hallelujah. Thank God. Oh, God. Now, I've got some food for thought tonight. Then I'm going to, we'll get into the word tonight. But I got some food for thought. Hallelujah. Something to think about. Amen. Got to get these glasses on here. Thank you, Lord. Got it here somewhere. Yes. 1 Timothy 1:17. The King Eternal. That's the subject here. Now to the King Eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. There are two eternities in 1 Timothy 1:17. There is a king who reigns eternally, and there is a praise that greets him forever and ever, because God is eternal. His praise is everlasting. One of the reasons God promises us eternal life is so we can render everlasting praise. The Bible says, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Psalms 90, verse 2. The cry of the holy ones in heaven is, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Revelation 5:13. If Christians only think in terms of time, our lives are miserable. The Bible says that without the reality of the resurrection and its ensuing eternal life, we are most pitiful or miserable people, all right? 1 Corinthians 15:19. But Christ has risen from the dead. The day of the Lord is coming. Eternity is our inheritance. As we better contemplate our eternal King, we'll better cope with the tensions of time. Since we are going to praise him forever, why not begin now? Why not start living with eternity in view? And we should do that, shouldn't we? Yeah. We must meet the uncertainties of this world with the certainty of the world to come. Amen? We know that the world to come is good. Amen. Now last week, I gave four scriptures pertaining to faith. All of them says a just shall live by faith. Now, I'm not going to read them. I read them last week. But I'm not going to read them this week. I'm just going to give the scripture so you can write these down if you want to. Habakkuk 2:4. Romans 1:17. Galatians 3:11. And Hebrews 10:38. All four verses say what? The just shall live by faith. So God let us know exactly how he wanted us to live. To walk by faith, to live by faith. Hallelujah. And that's what he's calling for, and that's what he wants us to do. Now, the missionary Hudson Taylor was having a meeting aboard a ship. And when he looked, he saw the captain of the ship looked very troubled. And then the captain said, "We've done all we can do." Hudson tells him, "No, we haven't." So there are four Christians on board. And he said, "Let us all return to our cabins and seek the Lord." Now, what had happened, the ship was being, it had gone off course. A wind had blew it off course. He said, "Let us all return to our cabins and pray for an immediate breeze." And they returned to their cabins and they prayed. And when they came out of the cabins, God had sent a breeze. Now, so Hudson Taylor told the main officers, said, "Let down the sail." And he let it down reluctantly. He says, "This is just a catch, Paul." In other words, don't mean it's not going to mount anything. But God let that wind increase, let the breeze increase, and it pushed the ship right back on course. You see, faith without works is dead. I mean, you can sit around all day and say, "I've got faith," but you got to have to put some work with those faith, haven't you? Amen. So they prayed and they believed, and God did the work for them. Amen. God is faithful. Amen. He's faithful. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So our prayers are strengthened when we know that God is listening and that he is faithful. While we should always say, "Your will be done," we must never lack confidence that he hears, answers, and keeps us on the right course. He'll do that if we let him, won't we? I mean, we've got to be obedient to him. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And when God wants us to walk worthy of him, he wants us to continue. The Bible said, "But if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall" what? "Make you free." The truth. We're living in a time when hallelujah, the truth. There's not too many people really know the truth. Amen. The devil have deceived a lot of people. But God is faithful. God's got some people that have made up their minds. They're going all the way with God. And they're not going to be defeated by the enemy. Not by no circumstances. They're not going to be defeated. But we're going to trust God with all that's within us. So tonight we're going to look at Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. And let's look at verse 4. Hebrews 11, verse 4. Amen. Hebrews 11, verse 4. What does that say? It says, Amen. See, Abel Cain and Abel, two brothers. They both knew, see, they were the sons of Adam and Eve, right? And they knew how to sacrifice, what God required of them. They knew that. But you see, some people are hard-headed and stiff-necked, even from the beginning here. Amen. Cain came to the Lord and he offered a lamb, didn't he? Hallelujah. He offered a lamb to God. But Cain, his brother, and the Bible speaks about Cain in several places here. And we're going to read something about him. God didn't receive his sacrifice. God received Abel's sacrifice because he did it in faith. He believed God and he obeyed God. And he did it in faith. But Cain, hallelujah. Let's look at Matthew 23:35. Christ himself referred to the righteousness of Abel. Spoke about Abel. Let's look at it. Matthew 23:35. What did Jesus say here? Hallelujah. Yes, 23:35. Hallelujah. Somebody help him there. All right. Hallelujah. And see, Jesus himself talked about this. Let me turn to that verse. Let's look at that verse a little closer here. Matthew 23:35. Amen. See, Jesus, he knows all things, doesn't he? And he, hallelujah, 23:35, so we're going to probably go up a little further where Jesus was dealing with some unbelievers. The Bible says he came unto his own, and his own received him not. And hallelujah, the Jewish people, they didn't receive him. Glory be to God. All right, Matthew 23, let's begin at verse. My. Whoa. Let me see what verse I want to start at. There's so much here, but we got to start somewhere here. Amen. Glory be to God. Why don't we look at Matthew 23:23. Let's start there. Woe unto you scribes. Listen to what Jesus said. Read it. Woe unto you scribes.
And Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint
and anise
and honey, and have neglected the
weightier matters
of the law,
judgment,
these you ought to have done without leaving the other one done.
Amen. He said that. Say how you pay tithe for mint and cunning, but you have omitted the weightier matters of the law. See, you're doing this outward thing, but you've omitted judgment, mercy, and faith. See, Jesus looks at the heart. Isn't that right? He not only look at the outward. He see outward and inward, but he look at the heart. Man looketh at the outward, but God looketh at the heart, the inward part, doesn't he? God see our heart. I mean, if we're sincere, God knows it. If we're not, he know it. The word of God say, the Lord knoweth them that are his, doesn't it? Hallelujah. But everybody don't belong to God. You know that they got doctrine, they're teaching that everybody's going to heaven. No, everybody's not going to heaven. Is that right? But some people are teaching that everybody in the end, everybody going, no, everybody not. Jesus didn't teach that. What did Jesus say? Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth unto what? Destruction. And many there be which go in that. Because what? Straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. And how many find it? Few there be that find it, Jesus said. Amen? So my God, he told the truth about everything. So let's line up with the word of God. The word of God is true. Amen. And here Jesus talking to these hypocrites. I mean, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That they had so the law of Moses that they added, these Pharisees added, I don't know, a lot more. Didn't they? They added their own. But didn't please God. And here Jesus is getting down on their case. See, Jesus, why did Jesus teach them this? Why was he talking to them this way? Because he loved them. Isn't that right? He wanted to see them saved. He wanted to see them get right. But you can't climb up some other way. You can't slide in under the fence. Amen? You've got to come in at the door. Isn't that right? Jesus said, I am the door. If any man enter in, he shall what? He going to go in and find path. But he got to come in at the door. Hallelujah. The front door. Hallelujah. Thank God. Because God is faithful and true. And hallelujah. He's righteous. Hallelujah. And here Jesus talking to these hypocrites. Hallelujah. Because they felt like they was right and other people was wrong. But they made their own laws. Remember, the Bible speaks about a Pharisee and a publican. Went up to the temple to pray. And this Pharisee, well, he stuck his chest out. You know, the Bible didn't say he stuck his chest out, but he talking about, Lord, you know how people are and how I am. I tithe, I give tithe now, and I do it. A bad case of I-eaters. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. But then this publican, he didn't look at it. He just smote his breast. And said, Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. And what did Jesus say? That publican, or that tax collector, went down to his house justified more so than that hypocrite, that Pharisee. Amen? Hallelujah. We got to come before God with a clean heart. Blessed are the pure in heart for what? For they shall see God. To some people, God is a cloudy mystery. They don't understand him. Some people, he's judgment and punishment. But to us, hallelujah, he's love, he's light, he's joy, he's peace. Thank God. He is our peace, isn't he? And in the midst of all the confusion that we have today, and there's a lot of it, God's people have peace. Amen. Jesus is our peace. We have peace in the midst of all this confusion. If we'll walk with God. See, because let me tell you something. The devil want to spoil every day for a Christian. He does. He want to. He want to spoil your day. But we're not going to let him off. No, we're not going to let the devil spoil our days. We're going to run to the Lord and praise him and honor him and magnify him. Hallelujah. We're going to do the will of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Just like that scripture the pastor read this morning. Let's read that again. 1 John 5 verses 4 and 5, right? Praise God. Glory be to God. What a message. What a word this morning. God wants us to get a hold to his word and obey it, doesn't it? The Bible said, don't be hearers of the word only, but be doers of the word. If you're just a hearer, you're deceiving your own self. Isn't that right? If you're just a hearer, you're like a man that goes to the mirror. And while you look in the mirror, you know what you look like. You know what manner of man you are. But when you turn and walk away, you forget it. If you hear the word and don't take heed. Don't do what it says. We got to obey the word. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Be doers of the word, not hearers only. Deceiving your own selves. What does the scripture say here? Uh-huh. Now, wait a minute now. I was asking for 1 John 5. I beg your pardon. 1 John 5. I beg your pardon, my brother. 1 John 5, verses 4 and 5. Thank you, Jesus. God is good, isn't he?
Amen.
Amen. And he wants us to obey him. He wants us to. And I thank God for the men's breakfast. Amen. It's doing a good job, my brother. Hallelujah. Brother Terry comes in and he cooked for us. And he cooked. He cooked some good stuff. He does. And we have a good time together. I really thank God for that fellowship. Amen. We want to keep it going with the help of the Lord. What does the scripture say here?
5, 4
and 5, yes. Uh-huh. Well, what is born of God? Overcome the world. When you're born of God, you overcome the world.
And this is the victory that overcome the world.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Now, see, we've got to come. We come up against the world, the flesh, and the devil. Isn't that right? And we can only defeat. We can only be victorious by walking in the Spirit, walking with God, living for God, being Christians. Isn't that right? Because, hallelujah, to be a Christian means to what? Be a follower of Christ, a learner of Christ, a doer of Christ, becoming what he is. Hallelujah. What he is, so are we in this world. We're his son. We're sons and daughters of God. And he wants us to be sons and daughters of God without rebuke. He wants us to live holy and pure. Amen. Doesn't he? Whatsoever is born of God, what? Overcometh the world. Now the world, when it's talking about the world, you know it's talking about the devil's system. Isn't that right? The devil can, hallelujah. The devil have a system. Dog eat dog, so to speak. Amen. Climb the ladder of success by stepping on somebody else. By lying. By cheating and stealing. Huh? That's the world for you. That's the devil's system. That's the devil's people. But thank God, though, that's not God's people. Hallelujah. The word of God say, even when you become a Christian, let him that stole steal no more. Some people, you know, that before they get saved, they got to stick your hand, so to speak, you know. And is that right? What? Hallelujah. But after you get saved, leave that alone. That don't belong to you. Stop stealing. Let him that stole steal no more, but let him work. Labor with his hands. Isn't that right? That he may have to give to others. Take care of yourself and give some to others. You know, God wants us to be a giving people, doesn't he? Isn't that right? He does. Hallelujah. First of ourselves, give ourselves. You know, he wants us to love one another and be kind one to another, gentle. Meek. Jesus set that perfect example, didn't he? Wasn't he a meek man? Wasn't he a kind man? Didn't he humble himself? Hallelujah. And he tell us, the Bible said, he that say he abideth in him ought himself also so to do what? Walk even as he walked. That's what the scripture say. Say, ought to walk the same, do the same. Follow his steps. That's even why the apostle Paul said, hallelujah, I die daily. I die daily. Amen. And we got to do that, haven't we? We got to die to this flesh daily. It is the spirit, Jesus said, it is the spirit that quickeneth or maketh alive. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Isn't that right?
Amen.
That's spirit and life. The words Jesus spoke was spirit and life. Thank God. And those Pharisees and Sadducees, when they came up against Jesus, they came to dead end. Isn't that right? He told them the truth. Hallelujah. And they fought against him. But they couldn't win. When he went back to his hometown, where he was raised up, he went into the synagogue and he got the scripture. They gave him the scripture to read. And he read the scripture in Isaiah. And when he got through reading that scripture, he said, this scripture is fulfilled in your very ears. In other words, it's being fulfilled. And they said, uh-uh. No, no, no. And they took him to the brow of a hill to throw him off headlong. That's what they was intending to do. There was a hill. The city was set on a hill. And they wanted to, we're going to get rid of you. You're not right. That's what the devil told the people. But Jesus went right through the midst of them. See, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's able. You can't defeat God, can you? No. People think they can. See, today, men think they are hot stuff. A lot of them. I'm not talking about Christians. Christians are humble people, but I'm talking about some men that don't know God think they're hot stuff. They think, they say, well, the buck stops here. In other words, what I say goes. No, if you're not right with God, it doesn't. Is that right? Hallelujah. Buddha ba sant blandeli kuta. Yero lo masura raba sira raba haya. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Thank God. Hallelujah. He's faithful, isn't he? God wants us to bless his holy name. He's worthy of our praise, saints. He's worthy for us to bless and to magnify and to honor, to lift him up. Thank God. God is faithful, saints. He's true. And he loves us. Thank God. He loved us so much. He loved us so much until he hung on that tree and died, didn't he? Did he have to? I mean, well, he had power to come down, didn't he? He could have called one more than what? I think 12 legions of angels to come and get him. Thank God. But he didn't. He loved us. Hallelujah. He died. They put him in the tomb. But he had told them, said, destroy this temple. And in 3 days, I'm going to raise it up again. And the Pharisees and Sadducees, the people that didn't know God, didn't have understanding, they said, he's talking about destroying that temple. He's talking about that temple in Jerusalem. I wasn't talking about that. He's talking about his body. Destroy this temple in 3 days, I raise it up again. And they crucified him because he consented to die. Isn't that right? He did. He consented to die. Hallelujah. He came on a mission, and he fulfilled that mission, didn't he? Not leaving one stone unturned. He's the only man that walked this earth, a perfect man. Only one. Isn't that right? Thank God. Hallelujah. What? Let's finish that other verse there. 1 John 5:4-5. Read the 4 and 5. Whosoever is born of God. In other words, you're born of God, that means you're born by the Spirit of God. You heard the gospel, you believe it, you repent it, you turn from sin, you turn to God. You receive the Spirit of God in you. You became a Christian, isn't that right? Yeah. Whosoever is born of God does what? Overcometh the world. This is a victory, Even our faith. Faith in God, isn't that right? We believe God will do what he said. We know he will. How many of y'all know God is faithful and he'll do what he said? I mean, for a while when you're young, you might believe, but you know now, don't you? Thank God, because God has proven himself to you time and time again, haven't he? Yes, he have. Hallelujah. Time and time and time again, God has proven himself to his people. Hallelujah. And he will continue to prove himself to his people because he's God. Thank God. And he's faithful. He cannot lie. So we can say, what does it say up here, Deuteronomy? Do you know anymore? No. None other, is it? Hallelujah. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. The word of God says, the path of the just is as a shining light. That shines more and more, gets brighter and brighter until the perfect day. Isn't that right? Our light should get brighter and brighter, shouldn't it? It should. It really should. As we draw closer to the Lord, you know. Now, I'm getting up in age now, you know. But thank God, I want to work for God harder than I ever have, just more than I ever have. I do. I want to give it all I got for God. Amen? You better believe it. How much more time you got? I don't know. Nobody knows that. Only God knows that, doesn't it? Hallelujah. But thank God, when you get my age, you better make sure you're walking in the right path, you know, following the Lord. By this time, my God, when a man gets as old as I am, I mean, he should really be If he say he's a Christian, ought to be a Christian. Isn't that right? He ought to, his life, his works ought to prove it. Isn't that right? Thank God. Thank God. There's no time to be playing around, and some old men are still shirking and jerking. Isn't that right? So that's right. Some old men, they're before they midnight ramblers and before they creepers. Ramble all night, come in the morning, you know. Some of them are. My God. But it's no time for that. The devil have deceived people that do that, even the young, but especially the old. I mean, the older people ought to have some sense, but now when they get old, something ought to be sunk through that at noggin. Amen. Isn't that the truth? Glory. God is good. And God wants us. The path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more until the perfect day. Isn't that right? Yes, yes, yes. Amen. And did you read that second verse there, brother? Did you read it? Let Amen. Who is he that overcomes? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. He's the Son of God. We know that, don't we? We know he's God's Son. God sent his Son. Thank God. They called him Jesus. Have we got that song? He came to live. See, God sent his Son. But we'll talk about that one later. But that's just, have you heard of that one? Maybe you have. Maybe I haven't. Sir? Yeah. There you go. Yes. Thank the Lord. Y'all have to help me with these songs, you know. Because if you got it on the thing, maybe we can play that tonight. Because he lives. But I can face the future. Isn't that right? Yeah. Because he lives. Thank God. All fear is gone. And if we walk close to him, fear we won't have to fear, do we? If we walk close to him. Hallelujah. Because I know. I don't know. But y'all, we'll play it tonight, Lord. Will it? Yeah. Yeah. I know I'm something else, professor, with them. And now I keep talking, but I'm going to do something more than talk. I'm going to bring that violin in here one night and play at least a couple of songs. I've been practicing. I'm going to bring in a play at least a couple. And now I want you to be able to play them. Because you can tell me how much. Yeah, he know music. And I play by knowing that read notes, you know. But sometimes I'm out of tune there. But God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Abel, Cain and Abel. The first two sons of Adam and Eve. Abel offered unto God a sacrifice to God that's well pleasing to God. But Cain did not. Cain did not. Hallelujah. Let me I've got something here. Christ himself referred to the righteousness of Abel. Cain's sacrifice was evidence that he was just going through the motions of a ritual in a disobedient manner, not evidencing authentic faith. Without faith, no one can receive imputed righteousness. Genesis 15:6. Hallelujah. Genesis 15:6. What does it say? Because of his faith. Amen. All right. God accepted Abel's sacrifice because Abel was righteous, devoted, and obedient. Now I got some scripture that you can look up. Three scriptures here. Proverbs 15:8. Matthew 23:35, which we read. 1 John 3:12. Amen. Read those scriptures, you know, take them home and read them. Just study over those scriptures. Now, a little bit more here, and I'm going to be finished. Both brothers knew what God required. Abel obeyed, and Cain did not. Abel acted in faith, Cain in unbelief. Genesis, the 4th chapter, verses 4 and 5. You can read that later. Write it down. Through that faith, he left Abel. Through that faith, he left testimony to all succeeding generations that a person comes to God by faith. Because of his faith, evidence in obedience to God's requirement for sacrifice, Abel was accounted as righteous by God. Now, Romans chapter 4, verses 4 through 8, read that. Yeah, through 8, yeah.
But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Just as David also described the blessedness of the man to whom God imputed righteousness apart from work.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So Abel believed God and hallelujah, and God blessed him. Amen. For his sacrifice, his faith. Amen. We've got to believe God. We've got to obey God in order to please him. There's no... Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no other way. In other words, it's one way to God. Isn't that right? One way to God. That's through Jesus Christ. No other way. I talked to a man some years ago. He passed away now. But I was telling him about getting saved, you know, coming to God through Jesus Christ. And he said, no. In other words, he didn't think Jesus had to be involved. I said, yes, you have to. That's the only way to be saved, brother. Jesus died for us. He shed his blood. Isn't that right? By the shedding of blood, there's remission. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Thank God. He died to redeem us. To restore us back to God. And didn't he? Did a great job. Amen. So saints of God, let's be faithful to the Lord. Let's praise him daily. Let's continue to pray. Now, pray for the, you know, they shot that plane down, you know, over somewhere over there. What is that? Huh? Ukraine. And it's what? It said 298 people died. Isn't that a shame? So we got to pray, saints. We need to pray, you know, that God would just help us and have mercy upon us and just take your situation, you know. Now, in our Bible study, we start praying 15 minutes before we start the Bible study, you know, because prayer is urgency that we pray and seek God daily. Isn't that right? Not a hit and miss thing. This is a daily that we pray and seek God daily. Amen? Jesus said, pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Isn't that right? And the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. So we are admonished to pray and to seek God. Call upon his name. Hallelujah. Daily is what he wants us to do. Amen. The word of God said pray without ceasing. And I think I mean pray every day. I mean, you know, pray every day. Just talk to God. Get some time alone with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God bless you tonight. And if you can find that song, amen. Thank God. You know how I am with song titles and all. I get them sort of messed up. But hallelujah. But God is good. Yes.